Hello.
Hey Robert, how's it going? This is Dennis over here with Bank of Cardiff.
Where at? With who? Bank of Carter?
Bank of
I can't
Cardiff actually
actually. I
spoke to you
see
a couple times last year.
you last year. Okay, let me put my windows up and close this song. You want to speak? I'm by myself. I'm in it on the interstate in New Orleans, right? Well, in the city, stuck in traffic.
Oh, good times.
Look, I just started working again. I'm waiting for my. Wait, I don't know what I said to you last time I talked to you, but a lot has changed. I'm waiting for my new LLC license to come in because I had to register a new license. I changed my company name, but the main company's Reliable Renovations Holding LLC, and the company I'm bringing
Okay.
into it is Reliable Custom Carpentry LLC. And I had to register a new LLC license. I can't just tag it on to it. So that'll be coming in probably this week or beginning of the next week, and I'll be able to, because I got a job, I'm ordering all kind of materials, but I really can't start it until I got these credentials right. So next week would be more suitable for me to talk to you about getting capital to invest in my company. I also am getting, I don't know if I should tell you this, but I'm getting $200,000 by the end of the year on a lawsuit. I signed the papers. I got injured at a hotel, and I had to have surgery. And I just went and signed the paperwork with my attorney, and my share will be $200,000, but I had to have a shoulder replacement also.
Gotcha. Okay. Gotcha. Okay.
So whatever, y'all, if you can loan me money towards my company, by the end of the year, I can just pay it. As soon as I get my check, I'll pay it back with the interest paid in full. But I also gonna make my payments, if my monthly payments.
Gotcha. Well, I mean, as
That's what
far
I
as
need to
or working capital loans, the way they
capital.
look at those, the unsecured routers are going to look at the cash flow. So, have you had any cash flow, being that you just
Well,
started
I
back up?
do. Right. Well, I got a job right now. I got a check for $25,000 I just deposited to the bank. And I actually am ordering all my materials, and I'm really gonna get started like tomorrow on the job. I got some windows coming in, and I just got to be careful. I do have all my insurance and everything. I just don't want to get in no trouble with the state. I have
It's
my
never fun.
insurance
Never fun.
license, and I'm just being real cautious and careful. And I talked to somebody, and they said I would be okay as long as everything is applied for and everything's in place. I should be okay. Which I'm waiting for a phone call in a little while to make sure to double check that. Only thing I can say is it would probably be more suitable for me to get back with me in a month from today. That way I'll have my cash flow going through the bank because I got five jobs lined up. Nice job. I probably and within a month I probably should have $100,000 in my bank.
Okay. Well, usually with the unsecured route, they'll look back 6 months. Is that an option for you?
Well, if they're going to look back 6 months, they're going to see in 1 month I did real good, and I might have to just wait and might even have to blow it off because I should be getting my settlement in December. So we'll see
Gotcha.
how it
Gotcha.
goes. But I don't want to waste your time, is what I'm saying.
No, I mean, well, there's some options for you still. Do you have any equipment that you own outright that you might be able to go secured out? You could put up for collateral?
What's that?
Like, if you have any trucks, trailers, anything that you own outright
Oh
as far
yeah,
as
I
actual
bought a new
equipment goes?
truck. Just got a new truck paid off. I got about $7,000 to $8,000 worth of new tools.
Okay.
Just things like that. And but like I said, we'll sit down. If you call me a month from today, you'll see I probably have a lease that I made probably about $35,000 or $40,000 that's mine in the bank. I really don't want to just start spinning because there's a machine, piece of equipment I want to buy. It's a machine that makes crown molding. Because I'm going, that's why I changed the name of my company to Reliable Custom Carpentry. Because I'm going into all custom woodwork.
Okay.
And I'm looking to buy a crown molding machine that makes crown molding. So I can go from getting paid from $45 a lanyard foot to making it and installing it to $125 a lanyard on this machine. That's where I'm at right now. That's what I would need. I would need probably to borrow about $20,000.
About 20, okay. And that would be for the equipment, I take it, right?
That would be one piece of equipment that I need. And y'all, if I buy equipment, I guess y'all would have, you know, y'all would have that collateral or something. However y'all want to do it. But, if y'all can do it, I give you my truck title. I don't know. I'm also going to have money in the bank, so I'm sure y'all have a way that y'all can just pull your money right out the bank, my account. You know, if y'all had a problem, but I'm going to have more money in the bank than when I borrow. So it's up to you, man.
Well, really, I mean, as far as the equipment goes, we can do a loan for equipment specifically. It sounds like that'd be right up your alley.
All I need. I don't need a loan for nothing else but one piece of equipment.
Okay, do you have any quotes or anything I can reference to show my underwriters?
I don't have no quotes, but I can get some because I got a couple salesmen that's been calling me about that piece of equipment. And I can get them to go ahead and fax me over some quotes, and I can fax them over.
Yeah, that works. I mean, if you can get the fax of quotes, you obviously don't have to go with that piece of equipment, but underwriting likes to look at something just to get an idea of what you're looking at.
I totally understand. Well, I'll tell you what, if you can contact me about 4 o'clock when I'm back in the office, I can go ahead and fax y'all. Like, I'm going to go ahead and get on it now. Sales, go ahead and fax
me. Okay, yeah, I can definitely do that for you.
I really appreciate it. Thanks.
You too. I'll talk to you later. Take care.